This hour's segment brought to you by Morgan Insurance. Don't get stuck in the Medicare crossroads. Seek answers from Morgan Insurance.
Depend on News Talk 970 WMAY. Now, live from our main studio, it's TJ Hart.
He's off the bench. He's ready to play, folks. Hi, I'm TJ Hart. I have Representative Tim Butler in with us here in studio at News Talk 970 WMAY. And our listener contact line is open at 629-7970. Representative Butler, welcome to the friendly confines in the afternoon.
You've been out here in the morning. Can't go wrong with a little John Fogerty open it up there, that's for sure. No. Thank you for having me on.
Not a problem. And I understand it's going to be busy. Everything to do with, I guess, the property tax freeze and maybe even the human service people and inviting Secretary Purvis to join in tomorrow. Wow, what could go wrong there?
Well, I'm glad I was listening to your show on the way in so I could find out what we're doing tomorrow. So that's, you know, breaking news to me as to what we're going to be voting on. You know, I wish we weren't here because, number one, I wish we would have had a budget done by now. Secondly, you know, until we really have a deal on the budget, I really don't understand why the heck we're, you know, why we're having people come back to the Capitol. I mean, we're not really doing anything, so... I think it's just kind of a show all the way around. It was last week, Thursday, when we were in, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. But, I mean, there's really not a big need for us to be here right now.
Okay, well, somebody asked, and I thought that you weren't getting paid, but it turns out you are kind of getting paid to be here, but you said... we're right in both cases.
Yeah. So how it works is, you know, a member of the General Assembly gets paid $67,000 a year. It's, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's a good gig. That's a nice
sure.
salary. And those get paid once a month. So that's spread out evenly over the 12 months a year.
Yeah.
And when the legislature's in session, the normal session before the end of May, there's a per diem and there's mileage and all this stuff that goes along with it. But now in these extended sessions, we are not getting paid mileage nor per diem. I wish we do away with those altogether, but we're not getting them now. So there's always a cost associated with it. There's a cost for turning the lights on when we show up. You know, you're paying staff to be there. You're paying doormen to be there. So there's definitely a cost associated with it, but you're not getting any money on top as a legislator.
Representative Butler, I got to tell you, just as an old Irishman looking in, what I'm seeing is a show down there at the State House, and it's not even a good show. It's really bad theater. And I'm trying to find some good in this, and I realize that, you know, the body cam issue turned out pretty good. I'm a big fan of pumpkin pie. But as far as getting our problems solved, we're having problems just addressing what should come up for a vote half the time.
Yeah, well, I know the morning show host is a theater person himself, Mr. Leach. So I've said this is kind of the summer theater program that we've started. here in the summer session.
Summer stock, yes.
Yeah, summer stock.
There you go.
Maybe I'll use that tomorrow.
There you go.
It is, you know, I'm one who believes we need to sit down and we need to work things out.
Sure.
And we need to come together and figure out what the issues are and get it done. I think the governor's office and the leadership were doing a good job sitting down in these working groups and trying to come to some compromise on especially the budget issue. But obviously at some point that has kind of gone off the rails. I think both sides are figuring each other out who they are. Obviously with the new governor in Governor Rauner who the Democrats haven't had a Republican governor in 12 years since mm-hmm. since George Ryan, and obviously Governor Rauner is somebody that's kind of outside of the box on the way he operates. I mean, he's a business guy from the outside. He hasn't been part of the system, so I think there's been a lot of feeling out, figuring out how these guys operate, and you know, that's kind of created a situation where it's been tough for the Democrats to deal with Governor Rauner. And because they don't, you know, he's bringing it from a different perspective. And I think the governor's operation is starting to realize how the speaker and President Cullerton operate and what their priorities are. And hopefully, you know, I'm hopeful here by the end of the month. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I'm hopeful by the end of the month that we'll get a budget and get a compromise here and make sure that we keep government up and going on July 1.
There's a little bit of a conspiracy theory going around that this has already been preordained. There's going to be a lockout and everybody has to start all over and all that happy jazz. I think we've got some creative thinkers out there, but it is something that has been used as a scare tactic a time or two in a few instances, the specter of a strike or a lockout.
Well, I've heard that same thing as well, that, you know, this was kind of preordained and everybody would like to see it burned down or something like that. I don't subscribe to that theory. I think people's best intentions are out there. I think we have genuine disagreements between the two parties on the state level, as we see on the federal level as well, as to the direction of the state. I mean, I've said time and time again, I'm Republican for a reason. I believe in low taxes especially, and I get concerned when there's talk about raising taxes. The Democrats have said since they passed their $4 billion out-of-balance budget that those are their priorities. That's, you know, they've pegged their priorities at $36 billion when we've got $32 billion in revenue, and that's, you know, they want us to come meet them in the middle somewhere. So we've got to continue to work through these issues. I represent a district, four counties in central Illinois, that's, you know, we've got the capital city in it, but it's largely rural as well. The interests of my folks are much different than the interests of somebody from the inner city of Chicago. So I think it's incumbent upon me to find out what their priorities as well, because we got to work together and find a compromise to get it done. And I'm hopeful that, you know, everybody's going to sit around the table. You know, we're going to spend a couple weeks here blowing steam off. That's obviously what's going on here, I think. But at the end of the day, the pressure is going to build the closer we get to July 1, and we're going to have to figure out a compromise, because I certainly don't want to get into July and start missing payments and you know, have people laid off or whatever it is. We got to figure this out, make sure there isn't a government shutdown or a government slowdown.
News Talk 970 WMAY, it is 4:13. I'm T.J. Hart. We're speaking with Representative Tim Butler as everybody gets ready to go back to work starting on Tuesday. You've been targeted, by the way. congratulations, because that doesn't happen to a guy who's only, been wearing the title for 90 days.
Yeah. So I've already had three mail pieces that have been sent out to one of them by the one of the laborers or one of the operating engineers unions up in Chicago sent something out about the FY15 budget fix that I supported. There was two other pieces that were sent out by the Democrat Party of Illinois about some votes that I've made. So, you know, I realize that's part of the game. I've been around this for a while. It's something that I've seen. I was a little surprised. I kind of thought maybe they'd give a guy who's new in here maybe a little opportunity to establish himself. But I realize that's part of the game, and I'm sure there's more coming down the pike, I would imagine.
Representative Tim Butler is with us here on News Talk 970 WMAY. A question that has perplexed me a little bit. With the governor's turnaround agenda, all I've heard is Democrats proposing his stuff. How come Republicans haven't proposed any of the measures, or we haven't heard of them, proposing the measures in the House or in the Senate?
Well, I think, number one, this was part of the negotiations going on behind the scenes with the governor's office and some of the leadership. And I think the governor's sincere in his belief that these are items that he would like to see advanced. So he believed that, you know, if he wanted to work together to try to create a package that, sure, that would pass. And so obviously that didn't happen. He did end up introducing six pieces of legislation about his turnaround agenda that are sitting out there. I think it's difficult in the current environment for the leadership in the House and Senate to give a fair shake to the governor's agenda. I think they want to use it to hold it against him for a while. But at the end of the day, I think these are some of the negotiating points that you're going to see. I mean, each side is going to have to give something, and each side is going to have to get something to come to a compromise. And I think part of the agenda is still on the table. Two things that I'd really like to see happen that I think the Democrats are going to have a real hard time swallowing would be term limits and especially redistricting reform. I mean, those are constitutional amendments that we'd like to see put on the ballot. But I have a hard time believing under the current leadership in the House and Senate, those are going to have a hard time seeing the light of day.
Are you going to term limit yourself?
I am not going to be in this job forever. I've said I'm not going to voluntarily set a date because I think that puts another target on your back. I'm not going to be in this job for 20 years from now, but I am more than happy to vote on term limits, 2 years, 6 years, 10 years, whatever it would be. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a supporter of term limits. There's plenty of good people that can do these jobs. There was a good guy doing this job before me in Rich Brower. Whoever comes in behind me, whenever that is going to be a good person. There's plenty of good people that can do these jobs.
It's 4:16. We're talking with Representative Tim Butler here on News Talk 970 WMAY. Okay, we've got the property tax freeze amendment coming up. The governor had asked for this, and only to be either reversed by local governments or by the and only by the voters, and not by anybody who represents the voters. He wants to put it in the hands of the citizens moving forward. Is this too much to ask?
Well, I don't think it's ever a bad thing to put issues in the hands of voters. I mean, that's have them determine how things would happen. I don't have a problem with that. I think the property tax freeze issue is something that I need to take a closer look at. It's certainly an issue in the suburbs. It's an issue that I think is issue number one for a lot of the representatives from the suburbs. Down in the area that we represent, downstate, it's not as large an issue for a lot of our areas. I've actually heard from folks who are concerned about a property tax freeze and how it might impact their local schools and things like that. So, again, this is an issue that I think, the governor wants to negotiate at the end of the day with the Democrats to see if there's a compromise that we can find on it. And that's going to be something I'm going to take a really close look at, because I've heard mostly from folks who really are not supportive of a property tax freeze. But like I said, those are mostly people that are concerned or involved with schools. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that also believe our property taxes are pretty darn high and maybe there should be a freeze put on them. So it's something I really need to take a closer look at when an actual piece of legislation gets in front of us. That's a good one that's been worked out as a compromise.
The bullet point is one thing. The actual legislation has a ton more words.
Absolutely. That's right. That's right. And, if you're talking about a property tax freeze, how does that impact your local input with folks? It should be up to the locals to determine. If local folks want to raise their property taxes, let them raise their property taxes if they think it's
but
it's
that's their voice. That's right. Not somebody, exactly. Talking at them.
Exactly. Yep.
Can you hang around for just a
Absolutely.
Few more minutes?
Absolutely. Happy to do it.
All righty. We are speaking with Representative Tim Butler right here on News Talk 970 WMAY. It's 419. Culver's West on Wabash is scooping up velvety smooth fresh frozen custard. Let them build you that perfect sundae, even on a Monday, at Culver's West on Wabash. Springfield's 10-minute weather guarantee. For the remainder of this afternoon, isolated thunderstorms are possible. Only a 20% chance, but the clouds, they're rolling in anyway. Look for a high of 85. Isolated thunderstorms still on the radar for tonight, but not much of a chance. Low down to 64. Sunshine and 90 pretty much for the next 3 days. Right now it's fair. 84 News Talk 970 WMAY. Depend on us.
News Talk 970 WMAY. Locally owned and operated. Yeah, we're cool that way. Depend on News Talk 970 WMAY.
We've got Representative Tim Butler in the house. I'm T.J. Hart, News Talk 970 WMAY. Our listener contact line is open, and yes, you can ask questions at 629-7970. Representative Butler, revenue streams. It seems like the Democrats are asking for a lot of taxes or revenue streams, as they would like to prefer to call it. Maybe those who don't like to hear that word tax come up, especially in literature, come election time. But apparently they're all about it to a point, but only if they get cover from Republicans.
Well, I think the Democrats have made no bones about the fact that they believe we have a revenue problem and not a spending problem. And that's one of the reasons they passed a budget that's $4 billion out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
But, there's been a lot of talk from their side about revenue. We need to increase revenues. The governor talked about, some sort of revenue increases during the campaign. He talked about broadening the base, as it's been put.
Like use taxes, like service taxes.
Yeah, service taxes, things like that. And, I think at the end of the day, this is where the compromise is going to come. And as much as it pains me as a Republican, as much as I hate increasing taxes, I do think that the compromise is going to come from, there's going to have to be some Republicans that are going to be voting for increased revenue, as we like to say, and there's going to be Democrats that are going to have to support more substantial cuts and restructuring of programs. And that's where the compromise is going to come from. What form that's exactly going to take, I'm not sure. There's a lot of talk on a variety of fronts. Whether it's from the revenue side of things, but that's all things, and that's why they need to sit down and talk about this stuff and figure out where the compromise ground is to try to get a deal here.
Let's take a call. Hi, you're on News Talk 970 WMAY. You're T.J. Hart and Representative Tim Butler.
Wow, I thought everybody in the legislature was crazy. It's good to see somebody with some common sense there. It almost gives you hope. Two things on this and workman's comp. These are only suggestions. One is get rid of the board that pays off everybody and have people, if they have a serious injury, go to court.
Okay, your comments on that, Tim?
Well, I think workman's comp has certainly been a priority for the governor as part of his turnaround agenda. Mm-hmm. It is something that I hear a lot about from businesses, that it really increased the cost of business, doing business in Illinois. There's a lot of issues that go into workman's comp, including causation, where, you know, what actually caused the injury? Was it something outside of work? Was it something that carried into work and things like that? There was substantial workman's comp reform that happened a few years ago in Illinois, but it hasn't quite seemed to make the impact as we were hoping it to make. So that's why there's a lot of talk about trying to do it again. So I think it's another avenue, I think, of work between the governor's office and the leadership about this is an area where I think whenever we come up with the deal, I could see some workman's comp reform being a part of it.
All righty, let's take another call at News Talk 970 WMAY's listener contact line at 629-7970. Hi, you're on the air.
Good show, gentlemen.
Great.
Yeah, I'd like to say something about the property tax issue to address to the representative. You know, it doesn't matter how much you pay. We've all got our income levels, and if yours is too high, you're struggling with paying it, you're struggling with paying it. And I'm going to point out that I remember when my father passed away, then my mom was left to take care of the household. And after a few years, you know, probably about 5 or 6 years, she realized, you know, hey, look, I can't pay the taxes on my own. I can't do this and that. It's too big for me. And we're only talking a 1,500 square foot house. And she finally left and got a smaller house, so the tax is more reasonable with her income level. And now I look at where I am. I'm 54, and when I physically can't work no more, because I've always done physical jobs, and I don't have a pension. So that's gone. My 401, I just started over at my age because of what happened in 08. And I'm looking down the road going, how the hell am I going to keep my house? How am I going to be able, after I've done all this work and worked my butt off to pay for it, I'm going to have to leave because my taxes are going to be so much because of my schools, I'm not going to be able to stay in my own house. And that is fundamentally wrong. And I'm not the only one. And I'm not asking to get out of my obligation for taking care of our schools. But I think we need to find a way to fund our schools and get them off of our property taxes onto something else where everybody in the state pays, you know, my kid, your kid, whether he's 2 years old, 5 years old, maybe buys a piece of gum. Anything that can help get more people into that base to pay for that school will help us all out as property owners. And I'm thinking it's not fair that you would have to move out of your own home that you've worked most of your life for, because now you can't afford to pay the property taxes because you're on a fixed income.
We're going to leave it right there, and I'm going to let the representative continue on this.
Well, that's some great input for me, absolutely. And that's, you know, I think that's a common situation for a lot of folks as they move. Actually, you know, when they go into retirement and figuring out how they're going to be paying for things, that's certainly a concern for a lot of people. As far as the funding of education, he makes a great point. There's been a lot of talk about funding education and trying to find a way to get his way from the sole reliance so much on property taxes.
Penny sales tax?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You know, so, I mean, this is, you know, a lot of people have been talking about this in the State House. It's something that I would certainly love to take a great look at, and something that I could be supportive of, trying to find some other avenues to pay for our schools. Schools obviously are vitally important, and they have a lot of needs as well, but, you know, this sole reliance on property taxes really is a huge, huge problem, probably.
Representative Butler, thank you very much for dropping by today, and the door is always open. Good luck to you this week. Like I said, you know, that docket came courtesy of Rich Miller.
Oh, Rich,
so I didn't mean
guy
to surprise you.
No, that's Rich. Rich has got his pulse on it, and we will continue with summer stock down at the Capitol. So that's good.
Well, here's hoping for a very short series of meetings.
Thanks, sir.
All right, bless you. Thank you very much. We've got news coming up. News Stock 970 WMAY. Depend on it. 4:30 on the nose.